This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams unveiling the city's plan to keep New Yorkers safe as the weather gets warmer. It includes an expanded NYPD presence at popular summer spots around the five boroughs, more beach and water patrols, and a crackdown on impaired driving.
We want to tell you to have a good, safe summer. We are going to be doing our job, and your job is to enjoy the beauty of summer in New York.
The mayor is also promising the NYPD's new Quality of Life Division will be cracking down on noise issues, illegal mopeds, parking violations, and other problems that tend to creep up during the summer. By the way, beaches are officially open as of this morning. A consent order issued shutting down a Long Island vape company. This after the city sued Price Point Distributors, accusing it of selling flavored vapes online, despite the fact that they're illegal. Mayor Adams says the shutdown is the latest result of his administration's push to stop vape companies from taking advantage of vulnerable populations. Says the administration will do everything in its power to stop the flow of illegal and harmful products in the city, especially if they're aimed at the youngest New Yorkers. Tonight, the Amtrak will start Hurricane Sandy repairs on the East River train tunnels. That is despite opposition from the MTA, Governor Hochul, and a number of other elected officials. They're among those worried the shutdown could cause huge delays on the LIRR. The shutdown is expected to last 10 days. If there's a problem in one of those tunnels, Governor Hochul says Amtrak has agreed to develop an operational response plan to be prepared. It also agreed to add additional shift crews during the shutdown. The governor says while she believes the work can be done without a full shutdown, she understands the importance of moving the project forward. Amtrak says the longer the work is delayed, the more it risks the chance of service disruptions, saying that is unacceptable. If you had a twin brother who was the top academic achiever in your class, you'd probably be a bit jealous, but it would certainly soften blow if you were number two. That's the case now for a pair of twins at a high school on Long Island.
17-year-old twins Tabish and Eris Farrell are the first set of twins to earn the top honors of valedictorian and salutatorian since Mount Sinai High School opened three decades ago. Their GPAs 105 and 106. And Newsday reports they both will be attending Princeton University in the fall. They play cello at the school and have had leadership roles in student government. Their future plans to have careers in quantum physics. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, it's been a while. We haven't seen a lot of sunshine these last few days. We're getting some of it now. And this holiday weekend, things should improve little by little. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare is with us with more on what's in the forecast.
Yeah, there definitely will be some improvement as we go through the weekend. As you said already, for today, we're going to see at least a few peaks of sunshine. Still a shower or two going to be around, though, for the afternoon and into the early evening, but not nearly as much rain as the past couple of days. And temperatures at least make it into the low 60s, which is better than the low 50s that we had yesterday. Heading into tomorrow, then, a little bit drier, a little bit sunnier, but not a whole lot warmer. Sunday, though, looks mostly dry. We should have a lot more sun. Highs make it to the mid-60s. But the best day of the holiday weekend, that looks like Memorial Day itself. Sun much of the time, highs will be in the low 70s. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zayer on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Even though it's not quite beach weather just yet, this morning city beaches did open to the public with lifeguards on duty. There are plenty of folks who are looking to travel to get away. Millions, in fact. Our Amanda Alexander checking in Newark Liberty.
When you see a couple with six suitcases and two backpacks, you know it's not just a weekend getaway. Sarah and Joe say they're off to
Vancouver.
Oh, what's the occasion?
Moving.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Out of New Jersey?
Yep. Yeah. And they're here early because of Newark's recent woes. Also here early, Marissa and Vernell.
I think because a lot of people, with everything that's happening right now, won't come to Newark.
We're hoping that a lot of people actually change their flights to go through another airport.
Now take a listen to Robert Sinclair, AAA Senior Manager of Public Affairs.
3.61 million people flying, but that number is close to the all-time record.
So whether you're flying or driving, expect to see thousands of people right there with you. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Newark Airport.
We're learning of an arrest in the brutal beating of a woman on Randall's Island. Sources telling us here at 1010 Winds that there will be details released sometime today. Investigators say 44-year-old Diana Agudelo, a mother of two, was found unconscious last Friday night off the bike path on Randall's Island. She remains in critical condition a week later, unable to speak. It's believed she was the victim of a random attack. Once we learn more, we'll bring you the latest. A school aide is under arrest after a fight at PS 169 in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Sources tell us a 47-year-old, Yan Chen, was trying to break up the fight between two students when things got out of hand and she tried to strangle one of them. She's facing several charges, including assault, child endangerment, and criminal obstruction of breathing. Rats, they are a problem all over the five boroughs, but it seems there's one part of the city that's got it worse than others.
Residents on West 109th Street between Broadway and Amsterdam have been putting up with a disgusting problem for years.
It's like the rat superhighway on nights we put out the garbage.
It's an all-day, all-night smorgasbord.
Across from Kate Corton's building, the school has big rat-proof bins.
Containers. Would you just give us the street containers? We would be so happy.
Councilman Sean Abreu wants the sanitation department to expand a pilot on this beleaguered block. A DSNY spokesman thanked him for his advocacy, but said a combination of fines with smaller containers are just as effective. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.